Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining on the hotline by
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Zach Smith. He covers the Baylor Bears for the Waco Tribune. Hello, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's, it's never a bad time to talk about football. Let me get that in off the top.
It's not, for sure. And we're looking forward to a revamped Big 12 again this year with a bunch of new teams. And Baylor's got to figure something out. They're coming off a season where they were 3-9. They lost their final five games of the 2023 season. I think their coach, Dave Aranda, I think everybody would agree that this is kind of an important season for him. Where are the Bears as we get ready to kick this thing off?
Well, I think that there's, I agree, everybody agrees that Dave Aranda is kind of on the hot seat. He kind of needs to right the ship. But I think there's a lot of momentum with Baylor. Baylor played more freshmen. More freshmen had more snaps than any other team in the Big 12 last year. They had one of the worst defenses in the Big 12. So Dave Aranda, who had these great defenses at Wisconsin and LSU, he's taken over play calling duties on defense. And so I think all of that, the youth coming, getting a year older, some key transfers coming in, Dave Aranda taking over the defense. I think there is an optimism, in Waco and with Baylor. And, there's just a lot of positive momentum, despite how disappointing last season was for the Bears.
That kind of answers my question, but I'll play kind of the counterpoint. You obviously know more. But, you remake the offensive coaching staff. You take a big step in defense and have your head coach call the plays. They have a new quarterback. Is wholesale changes the right thing for this program at this time? And how could some of these results going negatively affect Dave Aranda's job status?
Well, I think we're going to know the first four games of the season. If they lose probably three of those, that's a big problem. Then we might not make it to the first bye week and Aranda might be gone. On the flip side, those first four games, one of which is at Utah, which expects to be a Big 12 title contender. If they go the right way, I think that the schedule sets up for Baylor to really either grab momentum or lose momentum quickly. So I think these first four games that ends with a trip to Colorado and Coach Prime, their first game as a Big 12 school, it's going to tell us everything about kind of whether it's working, whether the changes are working, or whether it's not, and whether Dave Aranda is going to have a job later this year or next year.
Well, and if you were to, I know we're looking into a crystal ball, but where do you think Baylor ends up finishing in this new conference with what seems like to be 45 teams in it? And how do you see the Big 12 shaping up this year?
Well, first for Baylor, I think I am kind of also optimistic just being around the program as much as I am and seeing all of the freshmen taking steps. I have them finishing 7-5 overall. I have them going to a bowl game, definitely not challenging for the Big 12 title, but I think they're going to make a bowl game. I think they're going to take that step, and I think Dave Aranda's job is going to be safe. As far as the Big 12 overall, I think it's really a three-horse race between Utah, Kansas State, and Oklahoma State. And I really like Kansas State. I think Chris Klieman, he built a program from the bottom up, and that foundation is hard to shake. I think Utah, as talented as they are, there's still a lot coming into a new conference. And Oklahoma State is kind of – Mike Gundy's always unpredictable. And as good as Ollie Gordon is, Oklahoma State is always unpredictable. So I think Kansas State is the favorite, and I think for Baylor, I think they're going to make a bowl game.
We are talking Baylor Bears with their beat writer from the Waco Tribune, Zach Smith. So tell us about this new quarterback. It seems like almost everybody has a new quarterback with the transfer portal now. Daquan Finn out of previously played at Toledo, was the MAC player of the year last year. How good is he going to be potentially?
I mean, I think he has the chance to, you know, if he hits as he did at Toledo, you know, he has the chance to push Baylor even further than my 7-win prediction. He's that good. He really shined at Toledo and really kind of proved that he could do it at the Division I level. Now, certainly the Big 12 is a step up. It's a new offense for him. It's a new offense for everybody. You know, they hired Jake Spavital, a former Texas State coach. You know, he coached Johnny Manziel and had some really good teams at West Virginia when he was the offensive coordinator. So there's a lot of newness on the offense, but I think Daquan has kind of grasped that and kind of ran with it. Now, I do have to say, you know, a starting quarterback has not been named. So it's still, you know, Daquan Finn, I think, is the odds-on favorite to start. But Sawyer Robertson, he started 3 games for the Bears last year. And he kind of also got that gunslinger mentality that I know Baylor is looking to do this season. So it's not an official deal, but, you know, I would be shocked if it's not Daquan come August 31st against Tarleton State.
I've thought about this a lot, and I guess it's not necessarily specific to Baylor, but more of a general question. When you go into the portal to get a quarterback especially, do you think it's more coaches kind of going with what they know and hoping that the player adapts? Because you don't always necessarily get your first choice, or is it the player that has to adapt to the coaching and figure things out along the way?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think that the coaches really have to find a player that fits what they want to do. And Jake Spavital, the new offensive coordinator, is bringing a new offense that's 180 from what Baylor has been running for the last 2 years. And, you know, I think of all the quarterbacks that were in the portal this last year, Daquan Finn fits that probably better than anyone. He's got the ability to kind of, you know, get outside the pocket and make some plays. And he can obviously make some big time throws with more flying, a little bit more creative than kind of the ground and pound wide zone that Baylor ran for the last 2 years. So to answer your question, I really think that when coaches go into a portal, they're looking for the best player to fit what they want to do. And, you know, on paper, at least, it seems like Baylor's hit a home run with Daquan Finn.
And, you know, talking about the portal, is Baylor using the portal more now? Is that where they're going rather than recruiting? Because it always seems like now that people just go to the portal instead of trying to recruit these younger players, because you never know if you're going to get to keep them or not.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I give Dave Aranda a lot of credit. This is his first head coaching job, and he's very upfront with the mistakes that he's made, and he admits when he was wrong about something, and that after the first couple of years, he won a Big 12 championship largely with Matt Rhule's guys, and he didn't use the portal. He focused on recruiting, and that first year where it was really on him to build the program, he didn't use the portal, and Baylor suffered really bad because of it. And he admitted, I was wrong. So the last couple of years, they hit the portal really hard, and, you know, I think they brought in 14 last year. I think the number is 16 or 17 this year, and you know, that on top of a much more focused and boosted NIL that Baylor has been focusing on for the last year has really given them some momentum, not only on the field, but in recruiting, in the portal, in just really everything overall.
Final question for Zach Smith from the Waco Tribune. We're talking about Baylor football. I've been around in the media here in Wichita forever. This is an intriguing Big 12 football race as I've ever seen. It's impossible to say who might win it. But with now the strength of the Big Ten and the SEC, is the Big 12 going to get any national run this year? Are people going to be talking only about these teams in the SEC and the Big Ten?
You know, that's and Commissioner Yormark, that's a great question. Commissioner Yormark at Big 12 Media Days was very aggressive with kind of the branding and kind of bringing – the Big 12 along, and he, you know, whether he can actually do it or not, he wants to make the Big 12 the number one conference, obviously. And I think he's the right guy to do that. But again, to answer your question, I think the thing that's going to drive people to the Big 12 is the chaos, right? Like that is fun to watch. Like, yeah, we can watch Georgia or Ohio State and all these talented players just pound, you know, Rutgers and Vanderbilt. But when Baylor plays at Iowa State, that could be a barn burner. It could be the closest game. It could come down to a last second field. You really never know how any of these games are going to go. And I think that once we get later into the season, that is going to draw eyes to the Big 12. That is going to be the greatest thing that the Big 12 has to sell, is that parity right now. And it's just going to be so much fun to watch and so entertaining. It's what makes college football so awesome.
It's a good answer to that great question. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. Hey, it's really good to have you on. You're enthusiastic. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.